Chapter 99, I Moved to a Penthouse Suite. After I picked up Larry Flint and Hong Kong Penthouse as customers, I figured I might as well live it up since I could afford to, so I did an upgrade, moved out of my studio apartment in Omni Tower to a luxury penthouse suite on the very top floor of the same building that was beautifully furnished and had the most spectacular view of Bangkok that you could ever imagine. I don't know about you, but I always go for the highest floor possible, and so that's precisely what I did. My rent was about $1,200 a month, but don't let that price cloud your judgment, because the same apartment in New York would have gone for $5,000 minimum, because Thailand is such cheap living compared to the rest of the world. Well, it was by far the nicest place I'd ever lived in, and I guess you could say that I was living large. And why the hell not? From a stockbroker living in a studio apartment in Chicago to a pornographer living in a penthouse suite in Bangkok in one fell swoop. Go figure. Anyway, it made sense to have that spectacular apartment because I'd be bringing girls up there to shoot all the time. And the place was not only great for shooting, but it was very comfortable for the models to hang out and relax. And living in luxury was nice for a change. It's one hell of a great place to live. Yes, I was certainly living large. My father used to tell me, Brad, when you go out of town on business, stay at the best hotel you can find because it'll make you feel better about yourself. He sure was right about that. Moving to that luxury suite indeed made me feel better about myself. I remember one Omni Tower story that stands out in my mind that I think you'll enjoy, as I did way back then. Omni had a beautiful, huge lobby with a convenience store, a coffee shop, restaurant, stuff like that. And late one afternoon, I was going back to my room, and I see this sexy girl whom I approach and inquire as to if she'd be up for doing a nude photo shoot for good money. And she said, okay, but I have to do something first, and I'll be right back. And so she took off, but didn't come back. And on my way to the elevators, I saw her in the, in the convenience store hiding behind the counter as if to avoid me. And I went in and looked at her crouched down behind the counter, and she looked at me like she had been caught ditching me. And without missing a beat, she stood up. We walked into the elevator, then up to my room, and she told me that she had a boyfriend in the building and didn't want to get in trouble with him or some such thing, so she hid from me. I'm not proud of this story because it looks like I forced the issue a bit, which I suppose I did. But if I avoided stories that make me look bad, I wouldn't have enough material for this book. Plus, it's a good story. This girl was exactly the type of girl that I like to shoot, as she was sexy, to me anyway, with that sort of girl-next-door look. This was the very first time she had ever modeled, but as you will see, when you look at the photo, she did a great job, even though I don't think she ever once smiled, which I guess says a lot. This photo shoot, like all my shoots, starts off innocent with all of her clothes on, then she takes some off and more off, and then enter the dildo, and I'm clicking away, capturing every horny moment. And then after we got done shooting, she stayed over, and we got to know each other even better. I can't remember if she smiled during sex or not, because she sure didn't during the shoot, although I do like those images. Take a look at some of the shots and see what you think. By the way, that story that you just read took place in 1999 or so, and it must have made an impression on me, because that's 20 years ago, and I remember it well. What I'd give to have her in my room right this minute. Oh my God. Anyway, here are those images you've probably been chomping at the bit to see. Excuse my reading, it's the best I could do. And have a good one.